Hi students, Human Resources in Hospitality, Chapter Number 4, Strategic Human Resource Management in the Hospitality Sector. The objectives of this chapter are the design and development of human resource systems, the organization's strategic goals, strategic management process, the execution of strategic plans, metrics and essentials for creating human resource practices. The structure, strategic planning, importance to managers, fundamentals of management planning, the objectives of planning, improving productivity through human resource information system, top manager's role in strategic planning, human resource actions, human resource management tools, building high performance work systems. Strategic planning, importance to managers. It is not only the staff that are governed with planning, but managers too play a very important role in strategic planning. What exactly is strategic plan? It is an organization's plan to match its internal strengths and weaknesses with the external opportunities and threats in order to maintain a competitive advantage. Now, before the strategic plan comes into force, we have to be very particular in identifying the internal strengths and weaknesses, not only of the staff, but of the organization as a whole. We have to see what are the external opportunities, what are the threats from outside, what are the internal threats, and what are the competitive advantages in the area with like organizations. If we are talking about a 5-star hotel, all this should be compared with an equally good organization. Human resource management comprises of many activities. On the screen, you can see the various activities that are highlighted for human resource management. We have human resource planning, which is very important. Planning right from the stage of recruitment to the stage of the last stage of the employee, whether he resigns, retires, terminates, or are asked to be voluntary retirement. There are different areas where planning is required by the human resource department. Not only for their administration, but for the smooth functioning of the organization. As you seen in the earlier chapter, that the hospitality industry works round the clock, 365 days, 24/7. So we can see that it is requires planning at every stage, every second is important. Well, no one and nothing can wait for a later stage. Every function in the hospitality industry is time bound. We cannot tell the guests that things are not ready or you come later. We will lose customers. Our mission will not be met. The goals will not be completed. Labor relations is another area where it is very important, where industrial relations come into play. From the human resource management side, labor relations are not only relations between the employees and the management, but employee and employee in a department, employee from one department to the other. Basically, the whole team has to work together as one big family. Succession and career planning is that area where the human resources plan the recruitment of staff, whether it is additional staff from outside to fill up positions that are vacant, or whether they give promotion from within. This too is planned by the human resources. and hence the career planning of every employee takes place accordingly. Talent management. It is very important to identify talents from the staff, present staff, and if lacking, training in such areas can be provided. Performance and reward management. Performance and reward management is a type of motivation which enables the staff to do better. According to the performance, the appraisal reports are filled in, and such appraisal reports gives an opportunity for promotion. Training and development. Training and development is that area which the human resource development either outsources or gives it from internally. In-house. Training and development is usually done by the, is implemented to the freshers by the senior employees of the organization, wherein all the culture of the organization also is pointed out to the staff. Personal administration. Personal administration is the maintenance of the employees' files at different personal levels and professional levels. Personal levels like marriage certificate, children certificate, birth certificates, etc., insurance claims, etc., are to be filed, accident forms, whatever happens in connection with the personal and professional life of the employee. Lastly, but not the least, the recruitment, selection and induction, which goes hand in hand with the planning, human resource planning. Recruitment, selection and induction is the beginning stage when the employee enters the organization. As soon as the employee enters the organization, he is selected for a particular job, his designation is issued to him, he is given a staff number, and he enters into an induction program where the different areas or the of the organization is exposed to him. Fundamentals of management planning. Whether it is a business plan or any other human resource plan, it is a plan which has to be put into function. It may be a business plan, a marketing plan, a human resource plan, product or operation plan, and financial plan. The financial plan is very important since it controls all the budgets and all the other expenditures of other departments within the organization. Financial planning has to be stabilized and has to be perfect. Every department has the control over the budget and should work only within the budget. Additional expenditure should not be made. As well as it should see that overuse or underuse of the budget is avoided. Human resource plan, as I explained earlier, is the planning of recruitment and other activities right from the time the employee joins the organization till he is separated from the organization. Marketing plan is that plan that the sales and marketing department usually uses such plans to see that the products of the organization are marketed and we have full occupancy of the room and all utilization of everything according to the financial profit making goals and identified by the organization. Managers to set objectives in hospitality. Managers or the head of departments, HOD, plays a very important role of setting the objectives and achieving the goals. The objectives are set and the whole team works in achieving the goals. This is done through effective line managers, priorities and resources of the organization, opportunities and threats, effective participation, focus on the goals and follow up. Each of this function is very important. line management, right from supervisors who plays a very important role, to follow up is very important. Focus on goals, as I have explained earlier, is to be engaged or to be focused on whatever responsibility or the goal that is given to you. Document of current situation. Identify problems and waste. Any problems which are not as per the goals of the organization has to be identified and it has to be addressed. Wastages have to be put into control. Action plans, changes have to be made so that we reach the goal at the earliest possible date. Verify the changes. Whatever the changes are made, we have to verify whether they suit the organization culture, whether they suit the policies set by the organization, or if there are right procedures to follow the policy. Measure results against goals. These are two tracks going side by side. One are the results and one are the goals. We have to measure whether they meet somewhere. Make the changes in the new standards. Any new standards which are introduced has to be changed to suit the organization. Hence, the goals will be achieved very easily. If the new standards are introduced, changes has to be implemented. Improving productivity through HRS. At the corporate level, competitive product and service, functional level, that is the course of action, attain the competitive goals. At the competitive level, we find that corporate level is the whole of the organization. Productivity has to be improved at all levels, not only down below. We have to see that every level there is an improvement and the goals are in view. Human resource information system has many areas. We start with staffing, recruiting sources, applicant tracking, job offer, refusal analysis. This all is an information system that is passed out through the human resource strategies. Human resource development, employee training profile, training need assessment, succession planning, career interest and experience. Compensation and benefits. What are the compensations that we give the employees? Pay structure, wage and salary costing, flexible benefit administration, vacation uses, benefit uses analysis. Health, safety and security, safety training, accident records. This is very important in the hospitality industry. Health, safety and security. Safety training is very important, for every staff attends the safety training, the fire training, how to deal with fire, how to deal with accidents in the kitchen is very, very important. Any accident is not only lost to the organization, but lost to the individual also. Time lost and salary lost. Employee and labor relations, this is another area which is important to the hospitality industry. Union negotiation, costing, auditing records, attitude survey result, exit interview analysis, employee work history. Employee work history is very important, because if we have a record of employee history, we can usually, most of the hotels check with each other due to the labor mobility practices that are going on in the hospitality industry. They check with each other to find out the conduct and the reason of separation from the organization of any individual. HR planning and analysis is the organization chart should be updated from time to time. Staff projections, the number of staff in every department, every section should be marked, the standard force and the present strength. skills inventory, turnover analysis, absenteeism analysis, restructuring cost, internal job matching, job description tracking. Absenteeism analysis is one area which is to which is connected with the hospitality industry. When there is short of labor, we find absenteeism more because the number of staff that are present in the organization are overworked, and hence it becomes difficult for them to report the next day. Health conditions also take the charge over them and they fall ill very often. So hence, if we have the number of staff, it's not only the quality but the quantity of staff required to do particular jobs is very important in the hospitality industry. Equal employment, affirmative action plan, application tracking, workforce utilization, availability analysis. Top management's role in strategic planning. Strategic HR in action, human resource management, due diligence stage, integration stage, using HR consultants. These are different methods by which the action HR takes the action, strategic action in the organization. HR management tools, strategy map, HR scorecard, digital dashboards. These are the tools that are used by human resources to manage the employees. Building high performance work system. When we say building high performance work system, it is involving or connected with the hospitality industry very closely to promote the organization effectiveness. With high performance work system, quality training and incentives. All these four points are very closely connected with the hospitality industry. To promote organization's effectiveness, if the organization has introduced new methods or new techniques, it has to be used to the perfection. High performance work systems also is connected with the first point, the work systems, the system of doing work. Every organization sets a procedure to follow by all employees. If this is followed, the job function becomes easy and the work is done to perfection. Smooth functioning of every hospitality unit is based on performance work system. Quality training, every employee is given the required training if necessary, and hence quality training procedures are followed. Incentives are given to the staff from time to time so that they fulfill their duties and bring out the intangible willfully. It is only through incentives and motivation can a staff bring about the entire service encounter with the guest. This will lead to job satisfaction at the end. Coming to the areas that we can improve through human resources, we have improving speed and efficiency in check-in. This is one area where we have to plan how we can improve the timing by speed and efficiency. Check-in. This is done, computerized check-in procedures are done much before the guest comes in and it is kept ready. This is used very effectively for tourist guest group bookings. The check-in formalities are completed much before the group check-ins. Ensuring first time right quality. This is another area where hospitality industry takes uttermost care to fulfill this requirement. Reducing maintenance and quality cost. This is connected with the engineering department of the hospitality units. This maintenance cost is very, very important. Very often it is due to maintenance taking time that a room is blocked. Say for example, a tap is leaking and it is not rectified in time. That particular room cannot be sold. It is kept on hold. It is blocked for maintenance. So the hotel loses one guest room for that very day. Planned and autonomous maintenance to reduce machine breakdowns. Most of the equipment that is purchased by the hotel or the hospitality units should enter into an annual maintenance contract so that they are actually maintained in good condition at every given time. This will involve no stoppage of work. For example, if we take the masala grinders in the food production department, if they are covered under the annual maintenance contract, the engineer will visit this area and service the equipment once a month or according as and when required. Reducing the time and turnaround rooms, making rooms available for occupancy. This area is connected with the housekeeping department, where we are able to reduce the time taken to prepare a guest room after checkout. The time from checkout to handing over the room to the front office is very, very important. The minimum time required without any compromise on quality cleaning should be enforced. Inventory management. Eliminating stock outrages while reducing overall levels of inventory at the same time. This is pertaining to stores and purchase management, where we have discussed this in that subject, but we have to see that inventory control is done to the optimum level. The most and most importantly, engaging entire workforce in the improvement process. Whatever workforce is on duty, we have to see that it is effectively engaged into man hours so that they convert their working schedule. And no, we do not find any staff loitering about or wasting their time. All the manpower that is there in the organization or that has been selected and recruited has to be utilized fruitfully. Implementing work standards to reduce consistency in service delivery. Standard working procedures or standard operation procedures, what we call SOPs, have to be taken into consideration and work should be done accordingly. Thank you.